Frank starts when the door opens and almost considers jumping off the bed, but it's just Jamia showing Gerard in. She just shoots him an amused look, but doesn't say anything, backs out of the room instead, and Frank's so fucking grateful it wasn't any of the other nurses. What the fuck was he thinking climbing up here? He stops berating himself for that when he sees Gerard's face. Gerard stopped near the doors, his eyes on Mikey, his face pale and drawn. Frank climbs down from the bed and goes to him, touches his elbow. Gerard's wearing a long brown jacket, the fabric too thick for him to feel Frank's touch, so Frank moves his hand down instead and takes Gerard's hand.
"Hey," he says. "He's fine. His vitals are good. He's going to be okay."
"I..." Gerard swallows hard and runs a hand through his hair. His other hand lacks in Frank's grip.
"Gerard," Frank repeats, and laces their fingers together. "He's going to be fine."
Gerard takes a deep breath and squeezes Frank's hand. "Fuck," he says.
"Okay."
"Gee," comes Mikey's voice. Frank immediately lets go of Gerard's hand and turns around. Mikey's blinking at them, looking exhausted but determined. He moves his hand just a little as if he's reaching out for Gerard. Gerard's next to the bed in a flash, his hand covering Mikey's. "Mikey, hey, I'm here." Mikey furrows his brow as he squints up at Gerard.
"What happened to your glasses?"
Gerard's free hand flies to the little orange sunglasses perched on his head. If Frank squints, he thinks he can see a crack on one side.
"I dropped them."
"And then you put them back on your head,"
Mikey says slowly and smiles. Gerard huffs and lifts Mikey's hand, kisses it.
"Mikey Way, we have got to stop meeting like this," he says. He sounds so tired. "Why didn't you tell me you were sick?"
Mikey looks away. His eyes meet Frank's. Frank doesn't know what Mikey sees on his face, if there is anything to see, but he sighs and looks back at Gerard.
"I didn't want you to worry."
"You're so stupid," Gerard says, and kisses Mikey's forehead. "You're fucking lucky I love you so much." Mikey rolls his eyes, but Frank can see he's smiling. He suddenly feels like he's intruding, like he should leave. Gerard's speaking quietly now, his words only for Mikey, and Frank turns to head toward the door. He bangs his hip against a table with a loud clatter and squeezes his eyes shut, swallowing the shout of pain.
"Shit, Frankie, you okay?"
Gerard asks. Frank turns around, waving one hand and pressing the other against his hip.
"Shit, that's gonna bruise." "I'm fine," he says. "Sorry."
"What are you apologizing for?"
Gerard asks, sounding bewildered. Frank bites his lip, feeling stupid. He looks at Mikey, who has his eyebrows raised in concern.
"I'm fine. I'm just gonna..."
Before he gets the chance to finish the sentence, Gerard strides over to him and pulls him into a hug. Frank hesitates only for a second before resting his head against Gerard's shoulder and hugging him back.
"Thanks for looking after him,"
Gerard whispers. Frank wants to argue. He's just doing his job, and regardless, Gerard doesn't need to thank him. But then Gerard adds,
"Thanks for looking after me, too."
Frank shuts his eyes and doesn't say anything. He leaves soon after that, leaves the two of them curled up on the bed together. And it's so weird to see that again, yet so familiar, and goes to Jamia. She doesn't say anything, just bumps her shoulder against his and hands him a file. Frank takes a deep breath and goes to check on another patient. Mikey's moved to a wing that Frank doesn't usually work. He thinks about still going by his room, thinks about it a lot, but he's busy, and whenever he gets off his shifts, he's tired. And somehow it's 2 days later, and Greta catches him coming out of a patient's room and says that a Gerard is looking for him. Frank doesn't have to go far. Gerard's waiting for him by the nurse's desk.
"Hey,"
Gerard says as Frank walks up to him.
"He's getting released today."
Gerard's smiling, but he looks tired and worn, and Frank feels abruptly guilty for not checking up on them. He knows he shouldn't. He really was busy, and his patients come first, but he can't shake the feeling.
"That's great,"
he says, trying to give Gerard a bright smile in return. He can't stop himself from saying,
"I'm sorry I haven't been around."
Gerard waves his hand. "Don't be silly. You're busy. All the other nurses were really nice. It's fine. In fact, I may have a new favorite nurse." Frank raises his eyebrows, amused.
"Really?"
"Yeah. Well, no. You're still the best, Frankie. But really, you don't have to worry. Everyone was really cool." Frank smiles, then shrugs awkwardly.
"So, Mikey's doing okay?" Yeah, he's much better, Gerard says, then frowns and turns to look behind him.
Actually, I should go, he says, sounding distracted. I think they were doing, like, a last-minute checkup or something. I don't know, so I'm going to go and get him home now, but Frankie...
He turns back towards Frank and smiles.
Thanks for, you know, everything. And I really hope we'll see you around sometime.
Frank swallows heavily and nods.
Yeah, he says. Yeah, of course.
Gerard smiles and touches Frank's shoulder before leaving. Frank watches him go and thinks about how he really wants to follow, wants to see how Mikey's doing for himself, wants to tell Gerard that he really needs to get some sleep, wants to watch over them both. How once Mikey's better and Gerard is rested, he wants to climb up on the bed with them, wants to kiss them, wants to fuck them. None of this is exactly new to him. He's wanted it for a long time. But for the first time, he can't think of a reason why he shouldn't, why he can't at least try. Frank shakes himself out of it, for now, and goes back to work. He has both of their numbers. He can think about this later. He doesn't think their invitation has expired. He really fucking hopes it hasn't.
Just stay there, Gerard says. I'll get it for you.
He doesn't have to look back to know that Mikey's rolling his eyes.
I can fucking walk,
Mikey calls out after him. Gerard doesn't point out how Mikey's not getting up to follow him, though. It's 2 days after they let Mikey out of the hospital, and he's doing fine. His fever's down, and he doesn't get actual coughing fits anymore. But he's still tired, spending most of the day in bed or on the couch. Gerard hates how familiar this feels, and he hates how Mikey's been in the hospital twice in less than 6 months. But he doesn't mind waiting on Mikey. Never has. He's on his way to the kitchen to get Mikey more orange juice when his phone rings. He fishes it out of his pocket and stares at the caller ID.
Frank? He asks as he picks up.
Hey, Gerard,
Frank says.
How are you?
Gerard furrows his brow and opens the fridge, rummages through it. Why the fuck is the orange juice all the way in the back when he was just using it?
I'm good, he says. We're good. What's up?
I was just... I kind of want to talk to you. Both of you.
Oh. What about?
I was wondering if we could do it face to face. Are you in Jersey right now?
Oh, Gerard says again.
He leaves the orange juice and heads to the bedroom. Mikey's messing around on his phone. He looks up when Gerard comes in, tilts his head in question.
Frank,
Gerard mouths at him, and Mikey widens his eyes.
Gerard, you there?
Yeah. Yeah, we're in Jersey. So where would you like to talk?
Mikey drops his phone on his chest, starts moving his head and lifting his chin. Gerard frowns at him and shakes his head. He's not sure if Frank should come here when Mikey's still sick.
I'm not sure. Maybe a coffee shop?
Mikey widens his eyes again, and Gerard swears under his breath.
Mikey thinks you should come here, he says. Like, as soon as you want to.
Oh, huh. Would you be okay with that? I can come over tomorrow if you're cool with it.
Gerard mouths tomorrow at Mikey, and Mikey cracks a wide smile.
Yeah, Gerard says. Yeah, I'm totally okay with that.
What do you think he wants to talk about? Mikey asks in between bites. They're in the kitchen, having something resembling breakfast. Mikey swore he was feeling good enough to sit up at the kitchen table, and so far he seems to be doing fine. Frank said he was going to come by before noon, after his night shift. It's close to noon by now, so Gerard figures he should be arriving soon.
I don't know,
Gerard says, and takes another sip of coffee. Mikey looks at him forlornly. Gerard does his best to ignore him. No coffee until you're better. Mikey huffs, but doesn't argue. Instead, he says, Do you think maybe he's changed his mind? It's not the first time he's asked that, but it's the first time he's put it so bluntly, like he's expecting Gerard to give him an answer and have it be the right one. Gerard sighs and looks down.
I don't know, he says.
His phone rings then, and they both freeze.
Hey,
Frank says when Gerard picks up.
I'm downstairs? I think I am, at least.
Mikey's already moved to the window. I see him, he says, looking back at Gerard. He's smiling, and Gerard wants to say, Wait, wants to say, We don't know for sure yet. But instead, he smiles back and tells Frank the security code and their apartment number. Frank drinks a whole cup of coffee before he even sits down.
Wow,
Gerard says as Frank holds his hand out for a refill. hopeful look on his face. We just woke up, dude. What's your excuse?
I just had a 16-hour shift, Frank says, and sits down on a chair next to Mikey's.
Gerard winces in sympathy and hands Frank back the filled cup. Mikey's resting his elbows on the kitchen table, looking at Frank. Gerard can tell he's growing tired again. Frank must be able to tell, too, because he nudges Mikey's foot with his own and asks,
How you holding up, Mikey?
Mikey shrugs and smiles. I'm fine.
Frank snorts. You're falling asleep. Come on, we should... I mean...
He stops and looks up at Gerard, suddenly looking unsure, but Gerard just nods at him. Let's go to the couch, Gerard says, and reaches out to pull Mikey to his feet.
So, Mikey says, once they've settled in the living room.
Mikey and Gerard on one edge of the couch, with Mikey leaning against Gerard's chest, and Frank on the other.
What did you want to talk about?
Gerard tightens his hold on Mikey's waist, rests his head against Mikey's. Frank's fidgeting, twisting his hands together.
I was just wondering whether your invitation is still... I mean, whether you still would like to try a relationship with me.
He swallows hard and looks at both of them in turn. His face is expectant, and fuck, he looks so nervous and hopeful. Mikey reaches down and squeezes Gerard's fingers. Gerard takes a deep breath.
Are you serious? He blurts out. He can't help asking. He doesn't want to question Frank, but fuck, he just wants to be sure. For himself and for Mikey.
Frank nods, his face earnest.
Yes. Yeah, I'm really fucking serious.
Mikey pushes himself up, scoots toward Frank on the couch. He grabs onto Frank's hand, says, voice serious,
You really want to try this?
Yeah. I...
Do you think it can work?
Mikey asks, and Gerard reaches out, touches Mikey's shoulder. He moves forward on the couch as well, wraps his arms around Mikey again, looks at Frank. Frank looks at Gerard, then back at Mikey. He nods.
I really want it to work. I'm willing to try hard to make it work.
Mikey doesn't let go of Frank's hand, rests his other hand on top of Gerard's on his waist.
I guess that will have to do,
he says. Gerard can tell he's smiling. Frank gives him a brilliant smile back.
Are you sure?
He asks, looking at both of them. They both nod, and Gerard says, We really want it to work too. Frank beams some more, then leans slowly forward towards Mikey. Gerard holds his breath because, fuck, Frank's about to kiss Mikey and he's suddenly hit with how badly he wants to see that. Mikey must be holding his breath as well, because he huffs and then starts coughing. He doesn't stop right away, and Gerard pulls him flush against him, rubs a hand on Mikey's chest. Easy, he says, as Mikey's cough wheezes to a stop.
Shit, sorry, I totally forgot,
Frank says, and reaches up to push the hair out of Mikey's eyes. Gerard sees him hesitate, but only for a second.
Mikey Way, you have got to get better, he says, because I really want to kiss you. But I really don't want to get pneumonia.
Mikey takes a couple of deep breaths, then says, You can kiss Gerard. Frank cracks a smile and looks at Gerard.
Don't worry, I'm planning on doing that as well.
Gerard bites his lip and looks down, feeling his face flush.
What the fuck? Since when does he blush at someone saying they want to kiss him?
But it's the look in Frank's eyes, the obvious desire there, that sends him over the edge. Mikey's body grows heavier against Gerard, and Gerard presses a kiss to his head.
We should get you to bed, he says.
I'm fine, Mikey argues,
but he lets them help him up and maneuver him into the bedroom. He's out before Gerard's finished pulling the blankets over him. He's still really tired, he tells Frank. Frank reaches out and squeezes his shoulder.
That's common. He'll get better soon.
He looks down at Mikey, and Gerard sucks in a sharp breath, because the expression on Frank's face is... Frank looks up quickly, then steps back.
I should go. Let him get some rest.
You can stay. You're tired, too. You can sleep on the couch.
Frank smiles at him.
Thanks, he says. Maybe some other day.
But...
Gerard,
Frank says, and steps closer again.
I'm not saying no, okay? Not again.
His eyes are big and bright, and Gerard really wants to kiss him.
Oh, just fucking kiss him,
Mikey says, startling both of them. Gerard turns and looks at him. He's curled up on his side, watching them avidly. Mikey, But Mikey looks past him, at Frank, and nods. Frank turns Gerard around, gently, and leans up to press his lips to Gerard's. Gerard makes a soft sound, then settles his hands on Frank's waist and kisses him back. The kiss is slow and good, so fucking good. Frank licks into his mouth and pulls him closer, and Gerard really doesn't want him to leave. Eventually, though, Frank pulls back. His lips are shining, and his eyes are big, gaze heavy. He smiles suddenly, and it's so bright Gerard has to grin back. Frank looks at Mikey then, and Gerard turns as well. Mikey's blinking slowly, and Gerard can tell he's almost out, but he looks satisfied. Gerard smiles at him, and Mikey winks. Frank lets out a soft laugh.
"Get better fast, Mikey Way,"
he says, and pulls Gerard into a hug.
"I'll be sure to,"
Mikey says, and then he's asleep.
"You sure you're going to be okay?"
Gerard asks as he's letting Frank out the door. "You seem really tired."
"I'm good. I'm just going to go home and crash. I'll call you later, okay?"
"Okay."
He's barely settled down next to Mikey on the bed when his phone beeps with the new message.
"Screaming baby plus a dude who smells fucking nasty next to me. Save me."
Gerard grins down at his phone and starts texting Frank about his own worst public transport experiences. Mikey's breathing is slow and steady next to him.
"You don't know?" Jamia asks, raising her eyebrows. "You don't..."
"No, Jay, okay? I don't fucking know."
She squints at him and takes a drag of her beer.
"You don't know if your boyfriends are good in bed."
Frank buries his head in his hands. He hasn't properly seen Gerard and Mikey since Mikey's recovered, and they both went back to work. Sure, they've called, mostly texted, but the fact is, Frank hasn't done more than just kiss Gerard. Slow, lazy kisses as Mikey watched with warmth in his eyes. And he's starting to wonder whether and when that's gonna fucking change. So, when are you planning on finding out?
"I don't know," Frank shrugs. "Like, they already have each other. Who says they even want..."
Jamia kicks him in the shin.
"Ow, the fuck?"
"Shut up and fucking call them."
"But..."
"What? You can't give me the whole I'm too busy for a relationship excuse again. We're out at a fucking bar on a Thursday evening."
Frank frowns.
"It's not... I'm not too busy for them, okay? They're the ones who are busy. Right now."
Jamia narrows her eyes.
"Have you even asked them?"
Frank sighs.
"You haven't," she says. "For fuck's sake, Frank, just call them up and say..."
"And say what?"
Frank interrupts her.
"Hi, this is Frank, your boyfriend. I kind of want to have sex with you guys. Does Sunday work for you?"
"Sounds pretty straightforward,"
Dewey says right next to his ear. Frank starts and almost spills his beer.
"Dewey's, man, you scared the shit out of me."
Dewey's grins at him.
"I'm with Jamia. Call your... boyfriend,"
Frank says, and Jamia discreetly squeezes his elbow. She's the only one he's told.
"Call your boyfriend, and just lay it out there."
Frank sighs and takes a sip of his beer.
"Both of you," he points the bottle at Jamia, then Dewey's, "need to shut up." "Aw, come on, Frankie," Dewey says, grinning. "We're just trying to help." "Whatever."
Frank rolls his eyes. He isn't pissed at them. Not really. And it's not like it's bad advice. He wants to see Gerard and Mikey, and he should call them for that alone. Ask them when they have time to hang. But he's still not really sure about what exactly his place in their relationship is. He can't figure that out without actually talking to them, though. He drains his beer and leads the conversation to another topic, vowing to himself that he'll do that soon. It's Mikey who calls first. Frank's on his way to work when his phone goes off, the sound loud so early in the morning. Frank frowns at the caller ID before picking up. Mikey hardly ever calls, mostly he texts.
"Mikey?" Frank asks. "Is something wrong?"
"Hey, Frank,"
Mikey says.
"Why would something be wrong?"
Frank rolls his eyes.
"You're calling me before 7 in the morning?"
"Oh, yeah, I wanted to catch you before you got to work."
"Okay. What is it?"
"You have tomorrow off, right?"
"Yeah,"
Frank says, and sidesteps a puddle. The morning's cloudy, but at least it's not raining now, and he doesn't have a long way to go.
"Why?"
"I'm going to Gerard's tonight. He's been working nonstop on his latest project. He, got behind on it because I was sick."
Frank holds back a sigh. Of course, Mikey feels guilty and responsible. Damn those Way brothers.
Then again, he knows he's not much better himself.
So, do you want to come with?
Oh. He feels oddly warm. Mikey called him at fucking 7 in the morning to ask him, well, out. He didn't know Mikey even got up this early. Tonight?
Yeah. We'll get pizza, watch movies, and stuff.
Frank grins. Yeah. Yeah, okay. What time are you leaving? Mikey hums.
6, I was thinking. You're off by then, right?
Frank's reached the hospital by then. He drops his jacket at his locker and waves at Greta. Yeah, he says. I finish at 5.
Sweet. Let's meet at the station?
Sure. I gotta go now, but I'll see you then.
Bye, Frankie.
Mikey says, and Frank can hear his smile over the phone. He drops the phone in his bag and puts his stuff away, changes into his scrubs. He can't help it. He tries to play it cool, but he sees Jamia at the nurse's station, rushes over, and pinches her side. She swats at him, but then turns her full attention to him. You're awfully cheerful this morning. She narrows her eyes. I have a date tonight. He grins. Jamia raises her eyebrows. With your... Yes, with my boyfriend's god. They have names, you know. She gives him a wicked grin. Aw, but I like calling them your boyfriends. Frank rolls his eyes, but he can't fight the smile. Fuck. He feels like his face is literally gonna split in half. This is ridiculous. You're ridiculous, Jamia tells him, but she gives him a quick kiss on the cheek and says, I'm glad you're happy, though. He smiles at her. He really does like her best. Just don't get too fucking cocky, she says, then rolls her eyes. What am I saying? That ship has sailed a long fucking time ago. Fuck you, Frank says, but he gives her a quick hug before rushing off to work. Frank gets to the station just as it starts raining. He looks around and spots Mikey almost immediately. He's standing near a sign, staring at his phone. He looks up when Frank walks over. Hey, Mikey says, smiling, his eyes twinkling. He shrugs one shoulder. I'm germ-free now. Frank surges up and pulls him into a kiss, wraps his hands around Mikey's waist. Fuck, he's been waiting a long fucking time for this. Mikey pulls him close, his hands settling on Frank's shoulders, and kisses back. Deep, biting kisses. They pull apart after a while. Frank's painfully aware that they're in public, but fuck it, he's been waiting. He grins. I'm germ-free now? He asks. Not a good line? Mikey asks, smiling. Frank laughs and shakes his head, pulls Mikey close again. He clings to him, and Mikey rubs his hand over Frank's back. The train rolls in then, and Frank pulls away reluctantly. Mikey keeps a hand on his back, though, and together they shuffle onto the train. They're lucky enough to find 2 empty seats next to each other, and Mikey pushes Frank into the window seat, folds down next to him. They chat for a bit about their work day, but then Mikey yawns suddenly. Frank raises his eyebrows, pulls him close with a hand on his shoulders. Tired? He asks. Guess I'm still getting over the pneumonia. I get tired more easily. Frank makes an understanding noise and rubs the nape of Mikey's neck. That's normal. You can try to sleep for a bit. Mikey stifles another yawn, then rolls his eyes at himself and huffs. Hey, come here, Frank says, and tugs at Mikey till he slouches down in the seat and leans his head on Frank's shoulder. Mikey dozes for most of the trip. Frank tries really hard to stay awake, but he must nod off at some point, because he wakes to lips brushing his neck and Mikey's hand pressing against his belly. Frank covers Mikey's hand with his own, tangles their fingers together. Fuck, I didn't mean to fall asleep. Mikey shrugs and pulls back a little. Now you know how I feel. Frank laughs. Trust me, I know how you feel. Mikey frowns a little, and Frank explains. Long work hours, plus I used to be sick a lot when I was a kid. Oh, Mikey says, and presses a kiss to his cheek. That sucks. Frank shrugs. Yeah, well, I'm better now, so... The train pulls in then, and Mikey gets up, pulling Frank with him. He doesn't let go of Frank's hand. Mikey's the one who pushes him against the door of Gerard's apartment and proceeds to kiss the shit out of him. Frank hadn't been expecting Mikey to be so aggressive, but he likes it. He really fucking likes it. They kiss by the door for a bit, Mikey's hands on Frank's hips, Frank's arms around Mikey's waist. Where's Gerard? Frank finally manages to pant out. He'll be home soon, Mikey says. I just couldn't wait. And he leans back in. They somehow manage to stumble to the couch.
and Frank pushes Mikey down and climbs on top. Mikey groans, and the noise goes straight to Frank's dick. He leans down to kiss Mikey's neck, because seriously, Mikey's neck is just waiting to be kissed. And bitten. Frank doesn't hear the door open and close, but he does hear Gerard say, "Aw, you guys started without me." Frank pulls back from Mikey and grins at Gerard.
"You were late."
Gerard's standing by the door, hip cocked and smiling. He drops his bag and walks over to the couch, runs his hand through Mikey's hair, and leans down to kiss him. Frank almost gasps. It's not that he hasn't seen them kiss before, but this time it's different. This time they want him to see.
"You know, we have a much bigger bed,"
Gerard says, and Frank stumbles off the couch. Gerard grins and pulls Mikey up as well. The bed is, indeed, bigger. Gerard takes control now and pushes Frank down on it. He pulls Mikey to him, whispers something in his ear. Frank watches avidly as Mikey nods. Mikey's gaze settles on Frank, and he climbs up on the bed and straddles Frank's thighs.
"Gerard wants to fuck you,"
Mikey says, and grinds down against Frank's hard-on. Frank gasps and digs his fingers into the comforter. He looks up at Gerard, who has taken off his jeans and is walking up to the bed as well. Gerard buries his hand in Mikey's hair, and Mikey pushes up into the touch.
"And what about you?" Frank chokes out. "What do you want?"
"He wants to blow you,"
Gerard says. And fuck, it's so hot, them telling him what the other wants. Frank nods fast, and Mikey goes for his jeans, gets them unzipped and pulls them down. Gerard sits down on the edge of the bed and pushes Frank's shirt up a bit, runs his fingers over Frank's belly, over his tattoos.
"You like them?"
Frank asks, and Gerard throws him a quick grin, scratches at the soft skin there.
"Fuck,"
Frank groans, and he hears Mikey laugh. Mikey shuffles back on the bed and leans down, mouths at Frank's cock through his briefs.
Fuck, Mikey, do it already.
"You have to beg him for it," Gerard says.
"Please."
Fuck, Frank's so hard, he needs Mikey's mouth, needs it.
"Please, Mikey, please.
Mikey frees Frank's cock and takes it into his mouth, going almost all the way down.
Fuck.
Frank opens his eyes and looks at the two of them, and he almost swallows his tongue. Gerard's hand is still in Mikey's hair, and he's guiding Mikey as he sucks on Frank's cock. Gerard's gaze intent on Mikey.
"Fuck,"
Frank pants out. He throws his head back and lifts his hips. He can't fucking help it. Mikey makes a low sound, and Frank more feels it than hears it.
Sorry.
"Don't apologize,"
Gerard says, and suddenly he's right next to Frank, leaning down to kiss him.
"He likes it."
Frank groans and bucks up again, into Mikey's mouth. Gerard keeps kissing him, his teeth scraping Frank's bottom lip.
"Why are you still wearing a shirt?"
he murmurs, and Frank shakes his head, because he doesn't fucking know. Gerard pushes Frank's shirt up and helps him pull it off. His hands immediately go to Frank's tattoos.
"Fuck, Mikes, you gotta see these."
Frank's getting close, he knows, but at Gerard's words, Mikey pulls off. Frank lets out a whine, reaches out toward him.
"Shh," Gerard says. "Not yet."
Frank breathes out harshly and balls his hands into fists.
"Can you wait, Frank? For me? For Mikey?"
Frank nods, desperate. Yes, he can wait.
"Fuck,"
Mikey says, voice sounding raw. He trails his fingers from Frank's belly up to his chest. Frank realizes suddenly that he's squeezing his eyes shut, so he opens them and, fuck, Gerard's and Mikey's faces. They're both studying his tattoos, gazes matching, intense. Frank's belly is quivering under their wandering hands, and fuck, he's so hard he fucking needs to get off. But he said he could wait, and with Gerard and Mikey looking at him like that, he wants to. Gerard raises his gaze then and meets Frank's eyes, smiles. He leans down again for a kiss and mumbles,
"You're fucking beautiful, Frank. Been wanting to see these for so long."
He kisses Frank until he's panting again, and all the while Mikey's running his hands over Frank's chest and belly and sides, leaving kisses in his wake. Gerard pulls away, and there's the sound of a drawer opening. Frank turns his head to see Gerard take out lube and condoms, pass them to Mikey.
"Mikey's gonna prepare you for me,"
Gerard says, right in his ear. Frank shivers.
"Won't take a lot,"
he says, breathless, and Gerard makes an appreciative noise. Mikey's fingers are thin and so fucking long, holy fuck,
It's not like Frank hadn't looked at his fingers before and thought about this, but fuck, this is... fuck. Frank's right, it doesn't take long, but Mikey still draws it out, until Frank's begging for it. Shh, Gerard says again, and then he's moving down the bed. Frank quickly lifts his head, and fuck, Gerard's kissing Mikey, and Mikey's fingers are still inside Frank. Frank doesn't even want to fucking move or do anything to remind them of him at this very moment, because he doesn't want to interrupt them. Gerard's hand is buried in Mikey's hair, and they're both flushed and so fucking gorgeous. Eventually, Frank can't help it, though. He grinds down on Mikey's fingers, and Mikey breaks the kiss and smirks at Frank, pulling them out. Fuck. Frank pants. Come on, Mikey, fuck. Just fucking... gee. They both look so fucking satisfied with themselves, and it's driving Frank over the edge. Please, he says, and Gerard rubs at his thigh in response and murmurs, just a minute, Frankie. They go so fucking slow, Mikey putting the condom on Gerard and slicking him up, kissing him all the while. Finally, fucking finally, Mikey pulls away and crawls up to Frank and kisses him, as Gerard pushes inside and starts slowly fucking him. Frank won't last long, he knows, and he's desperate for someone to just fucking touch him. But Gerard's hands are on his hips, and Mikey's on his chest and shoulder. He reaches down himself, but Mikey catches his hand and tangles their fingers together. Fuck, come on, Mikey, Frank begs, but Mikey just brings their joined hands to rest on Frank's chest and kisses him, again and again, until Frank's mouth feels raw. Gerard's thrusts are getting faster, and he keeps talking, telling Frank how fucking hot he is, how good he feels, and it's going straight to Frank's dick, and seriously, if someone doesn't touch him soon, please, Frank says, because Gerard said Mikey liked it when he begged, so he repeats it over and over again. Mikey shushes him with a kiss, more gentle than the others, and reaches down and finally wraps his hand around Frank's dick, and Frank's coming, spilling all over Mikey's fist and his belly, his body shuddering. His head feels hazy, his whole body spent, and Mikey keeps kissing him, slow, and running his fingers over Frank's chest, as Gerard fucks into him and soon comes with a shout. Frank's barely aware of Gerard pulling out, but soon Gerard's up there, pressed up close, tugging at Mikey's jeans.
How are you still wearing jeans?
Frank asks, voice thick and slow. He blinks at them lazily, and he wishes his brain was more online, because the sight of Gerard leaning down to lick Mikey's belly, bite his hip bone, is really fucking great. There's a blush high on Mikey's cheeks, and Frank concentrates on that, on the way Mikey's mouth opens and closes, the way he's rapidly blinking and making these little sounds as Gerard jerks him off. Mikey comes with a whimper, and Frank closes his eyes, satisfied. He blinks them open again when the bed shifts, sees that it's Mikey heading for the bathroom. Gerard curls up close to Frank, throws his arm over Frank's chest.
Why does Mikey have to clean up?
Frank asks, yawning. Older brother perks, Gerard says, and Frank giggles. Mikey's back soon enough, and he gently wipes the washcloth over Frank's belly, then throws it on the floor. Frank wrinkles his nose, but no, he's too beat to even formulate something in response to that. Mikey climbs on the bed and lies down on Frank's other side, throws his leg over Frank's, and cuddles close.
Hey, Frank says, remembering, you promised me pizza and a movie.
Mikey chuckles, the air warm against Frank's neck. Are you complaining? Gerard asks. He's running his hand over Frank's chest, and Frank shakes his head.
Nope, he says. No, I'm totally good.
I did think we could watch Jaws later, Mikey says, and Gerard laughs, delighted. Frank falls asleep to the sound of them discussing whether to go with that or Empire Strikes Back instead. 1 month later.
Mikey, come the fuck on, Gerard calls over his shoulder. Your stupid movies are fine.
Mikey calls back something almost unintelligible, but Gerard hasn't known him for most of his life for nothing. He rolls his eyes and says,
He didn't drop the fucking box, Mikes. He tripped over the fucking table, but he didn't fucking drop it. Now come on.
He looks at Frank, who's holding another large box, and rolls his eyes. Frank quirks his lip at him in return and moves past him to take the box into Gerard and Mikey's room. Fuck. Their bedroom. Gerard's so fucking excited about Mikey finally, properly moving in. He can't stop himself from just grabbing onto Mikey and kissing him whenever he walks past. His neck, his hair, his lips. Mikey just rolls his eyes and pushes him away, but Gerard can tell he's excited as well.
Since they got Frank to help with the moving, Gerard can just direct his attention to him, push him against the wall, and bury his fingers into Frank's hair as he claims his mouth. Frank always kisses him back, eager and hot, until Mikey sneaks between them and says that they're wasting precious time that could be later spent on the bed. Gerard's still planning on buying a new, larger one. He's hoping Frank will be around more often than not, and the current one just barely holds the three of them. But other than that, Frank's been weirdly quiet. Gerard catches him by the arm as Frank walks past him to go and bring in another box.
"Hey," he says. "Everything okay?"
"Yeah, fine," Frank says, but he doesn't meet Gerard's eyes.
"Frank,"
Mikey says, and Gerard looks up to find him standing at the doorway of the living room. Frank looks back at him and sighs, tugs his arm away from Gerard. He wraps his arms around himself and leans against the wall. Gerard frowns.
"It's just..." Frank starts, then stops and sighs again. "I was just thinking that you don't have much of a reason to come by Jersey anymore."
Gerard gapes at him, then looks at Mikey, whose eyebrows are almost up near his hairline. Frank's still looking down, avoiding their glances. Gerard can't at first believe that Frank would even think something like that. The past month has been great, even though they've all been busy with work. Doesn't Frank feel the same? How can he think they'll just leave him? Gerard relies all this to Mikey via eyebrows, who purses his lips in return and says,
"Frank, we're still going to come to Jersey. It's just now we're all going to have to crash at your place."
Frank looks up, obviously startled.
"But..."
Gerard wrinkles his nose. "You're really going to need a bigger bed, though."
"Yeah. I don't want to fall down again."
"Guys," Frank says, and they both quiet down again. Frank waves his arms at them.
"I just..."
"You were just being stupid," Gerard says, and Frank huffs.
"Don't call Frank stupid, G,"
Mikey says, and steps up to Frank, grabs him by the belt loops. He leans down and kisses him. Frank's hands fall on Mikey's hips, and he kisses back eagerly. Gerard's content just to stand there and watch them. For just a little while. He walks up to them and runs his fingers over the side of Frank's face, over his throat. He presses down on the bruise he knows Mikey left near Frank's collarbone, making him gasp into Mikey's mouth.
"But..." Frank pulls back, panting. "But you guys will be here most of the time, and I..."
"Hey," Gerard says, and wraps one arm around Mikey's waist, leaning against him, and buries his other hand in Frank's hair, then trails it down the side of Frank's face, cups his cheek. "We'll make it work."
"Yeah?"
Frank asks, his eyes wide and hopeful. And Gerard can see that Frank wants this to work. Of course he does. They're just going to have to remind him where he stands more often, that they want him too.
"Yeah," Mikey says, and pulls them into a group hug. "That's what we do."
The end.